softer now. The fair Ophelia. Nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered.
Good my lord, how does your honor for this many a day?
I humbly thank you. Well, well.
My lord, I have remembrances of yours that I have longed to re-deliver. I pray you now, receive them.
Hamlet is taken aback.
No, not I never gave you aught.
My honored lord, you know right well you did. And with them words of so sweet breath composed as made the things more rich. Their perfume lost, take these again. For to the noble mind rich gifts wax poor when givers prove unkind. There, my lord.
Are you honest?
My lord?
Are you fair?
What means your lordship?
That if you be honest and fair, your honesty should admit no discourse to your beauty.
Could beauty, my lord, have better commerce than with honesty?
Aye, truly. For the power of beauty will sooner transform honesty from what it is to a bawd than the force of honesty can translate beauty into his likeness. This was sometime a paradox, but now the time gives a proof. I did love you once.
Indeed, my lord. You made me believe so.
You should not have believed me. Your virtue cannot so inoculate our old stock, but we shall relish of it. I loved you not.
I was the more deceived.
Get thee to a nunnery. Why wouldst thou be a breeder of sinners? I am myself indifferent honest, but yet I could accuse me of such things that it were better my mother had not borne me. What should such fellows as I do crawling between earth and heaven? We are errant knaves, all believe none of us. Go thy ways to a nunnery.
Hamlet's poignant words to Ophelia are interrupted by a loud thud. He immediately suspects Polonius.
Where's your father?
At home, my lord.
Let the doors be shut upon him that he may play the fool nowhere but in his own house. Farewell.
Oh, heavenly powers,
go to! I'll no more on it. It hath made me mad. I say, we will have no more marriages. Those that are married already, all but one, shall live. The rest shall keep as they are. To a nunnery, go!